Gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. It's been another week, ladies and gentlemen, and lots has happened since the last time we talked. I'm not really sure exactly where we are headed, because when you just think you figured things out, it turned out to be that you were a little bit too late and things have moved in a different direction. I'm talking about what we are doing in the Middle East. We have went from supporting the Shiites in Iraq against the Sunnis, so we can guarantee that the society will be weakened. Now, of course, what we were saying is one thing, and what we were doing is another thing. And then we figured out that the insurgency that was fighting us in Iraq, it was mainly Sunnis, and they were giving us a hell of a time over there. And their grievances were that we left them out. We went in there, destroyed the country, installed a government that was mainly Shiites, and not just Shiites, but Shiites aligned with Iran. And then we get upset at them when they do things the Iranian way, and when they receive help from the Iranians, we get upset at that, even though we're the ones who put them in there to start with, and we knew their relationship with Iran. So we figured out, okay, this is not working. Let's go ahead and do something else. Let's pay more attention to the Sunnis now. So we went to Saudi Arabia, we went to Jordan, wanted to gather some Sunni support on our side. Well, the war in Lebanon took place last summer, and everyone was counting on Israel going in there. Actually, we, the United States, were counting on Israel to go in there and destroy Hezbollah. That did not happen. Hezbollah defeated Israel. And so it kind of threw a monkey wrench into the mix here. Hezbollah is strong, so what can we do? We need to find somebody that would be like an opposite force, create an enemy for Hezbollah in Lebanon. So we got hold of our friend in Saudi Arabia, Prince Bandar. Some of you might remember him as the Saudi ambassador to the United States. We'll continue with this, ladies and gentlemen, after the break, and of course we welcome your phone calls. The number is 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Public Broadcasting Network, and as I always say, probably the only remaining network out there without any strings attached to anyone but you, the listener. And I know a lot of the guest hosts on the network, they do strive to bring you the truth. We can't always be perfect, but I can tell you one thing, we are more tuned into the truth than any one of those big commercial so-called mainstream network. I don't know why we keep calling them mainstream networks, because they're way out there in left field that they should not be called a mainstream network. We very much represent mainstream views, but unfortunately mainstream people are not doing much about it. But let's go back to what we were talking about. We have decided about a year ago that we need to pay more attention to the Sunnis, which were more of the insurgency, was based on mainly Sunnis fighting us in Iraq. And those Sunnis, sometimes you might hear about the foreign fighters, which they really don't. They're not a substantial number in Iraq. Most of the resistance there, what we call insurgency. It was mainly Iraqis, but it was mainly from the Sunnis camp. So we decided, let's pay more attention to them. Maybe we can have a dialogue with them. And at the same time, we did not like the fact that Hezbollah had defeated Israel and Lebanon last summer. So we need to create something that would oppose to Hezbollah. And thanks to what we have done in Iraq, we fueled the fighting, the ideological fighting between the Sunnis and the Shiites, even though it's not really ideological. It's more political than anything else, but we succeeded in inflaming the violence between the Shiites and the Sunnis. So we got hold of our ambassador in Saudi Arabia, and we said we need to create something that would be a force opposing the force of Hezbollah in Lebanon. And we got hold of Al-Hariri, who's a member of parliament and the head of the future party there, and Senora, the prime minister. And they very much allowed the creation of an organization that they called Fatah al-Islam, which is, if some of you have heard the news, there is a big fight between the Lebanese army right now and this particular group that just surfaced last December in northern Lebanon in the city of Tripoli. Now, these people were allowed to bring in their fighters, who are, by the way, mainly from different countries. I mean, they are from like Saudi Arabia, Algeria, Morocco, Jordan. They're fighters, and they're not much. They're like 200 or 300, 400 at the most. Mainly fighters who are not Lebanese, who are not Palestinians, but yet this organization was given the name of Fatah al-Islam. Fatah is the largest Palestinian organization, and it has been there for a long time, so they had to use, they used that name, and then they added Islam to give it an Islamic taste to it. And Al-Hariri was financing this particular group because they wanted, you see, Al-Hariri, he's Sunni. Hezbollah is his main rival there in Lebanon, and they are Shiites. So the stage was set, and it was prime time for the United States and Israel to basically play their own dirty work in there to break up or to put more pressure on Hezbollah. So they started this Sunni group and to fight Hezbollah that was financed by Al-Hariri. Well, things happened. It was going very slow, that it was not going to be amounting into any force that would one day defeat Hezbollah or one day even affect the situation there in Lebanon. So they decided to do away with this particular group, the people who created it, the United States, Saudi Arabia, and the Lebanese government with Al-Hariri involved in it, Al-Hariri's son. Of course, we're not talking about the slain Al-Hariri, the former prime minister. We're talking about his son, who was very much running business over there after his father was assassinated. So what happened is they withheld funds from this particular group. So some of these people in the group went to a bank, robbed a bank. The bank was owned by Al-Hariri family because they wanted to get paid. They wanted to pay their fighters who were already in Tripoli and already in a nearby Palestinian camp, refugee camp, that was set up there back in 1948 to receive the Palestinian refugees who still live in those camps under miserable, miserable living situations. So after they very much robbed the bank, they followed them to this Palestinian camp. And keep in mind, Palestinians have nothing to do with this particular group. Like I said, it was created by the United States and with the help of the Saudi prince, Prince Bandar, and the Hariri, who basically arranged for the financing. And all these people, they arrived to Beirut, most of them through the airport. So most of them, they came in to the country on planes, and they went through the system. Now, you know, how did they get the guns? They are very well armed and very well trained. Who trained them? It was not the Palestinians, but of course they did go and set up shop in this Palestinian refugee camp. And now you have the Lebanese army surrounding the camp and bombarding this particular refugee camp for reasons that they had nothing to do with it. So anyhow, this is exactly what's going on in Lebanon, and that's exactly what we are doing there in the Middle East. Now we hear Robert Gates, our defense secretary, saying that we are going to be there for a long time. Only when you think things are looking better for the Americans that we will be counting the days when our boys and girls will be back home, it looks like we will be staying there for a long time. You know, last election, we, very much the people, decided we want to end the war. So we voted for those Democrats who said they were going to end the war. And very much they had got the House and the Senate. They are in control of it. The people put them in control of it. Excuse me. And what we see now, ladies and gentlemen, that the Democrats and the Republicans, it's a fact now. You really can't tell the difference between those two except with the rhetoric that they come up with. Now, you have Republicans and Democrats who are fighting and fighting each other fiercely, I might add, for control, power, but at the end, the handlers are the same. It doesn't matter, Republicans or Democrats, the handlers and those who really make decisions on which way this country will go, they're very much the same. We've seen how the Democrats, those who were elected to end the war, had ended up giving George Bush exactly what he wants under the, again, the big lie that if you withhold money, you will put our troops in harm's way. BS, I say to that. Because, you can sell this to the man on the street, but you're not going to be able to sell this to everybody in the United States, because withholding money means troops come back. That's what withholding money means. And it doesn't matter if you did not give that money to George Bush. That doesn't mean that our troops, they're not going to eat the next day. No, that's not how it works. And it does not mean that they're not going to have ammunition ready for them until they come back. We have plenty of weapons there to very much stop this war. The $100 billion, ladies and gentlemen, that we just authorized, and when I say we, because we, the people, our representatives there in Congress had just given the president $100 billion to basically spend on fireworks, because that's basically what he's going to buy with that stuff. It's just fireworks and have his own 4th of July celebration every day in Iraq. Instead, ladies and gentlemen, we should have given those $100 billion to the Iraqis. We should set up systems there where we can help the Iraqis mend their differences, that we were the cause of breaking those bounds or binds between the Iraqis. $100 billion is not enough to rebuild Iraq, but it will definitely, if we have the right program and if we have the right intentions, it will go a long way in getting the Iraqis back together talking. Sure, if we leave, it's going to be a fight over power there, but eventually it will settle. And if we are, if our heart is in ending, and like we, our intention was to bring the, it's our intention to bring stability to Iraq, then that is, that's what we should do. But putting more money on fireworks, it's not going to do it. And to tell you the truth, I'm disappointed with Cindy Sheehan, who left the anti-war movement a few days ago, and she believes now that her son Casey who was who died in Iraq on April 4th, 04. So I guess that's 444 for Cindy Sheehan. And she left the movement because she got fed up. She got fed up with the Democrats. She got fed up with a lot of people around her. And she's not the first one, ladies and gentlemen, to leave the fight. And I received some emails from people who basically told me that they were also giving up, and to because no matter what they are doing, they're not being able to affect the outcome. And this truth movement and 9/11 truth movement and anti-war, it's just it's not giving them what they want. And of course, I do disagree 100%. I really think if we are able to get the truth out there to people, that eventually, you know, some things are not going to happen overnight, but eventually things will definitely start moving in the right direction once enough people know about the truth. And they're not going to find about the truth from the mainstream media. They will only find it on stations like RBN. And at this moment, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to listen to me very carefully, because it is a fact that the only strings that we have attached is to you. And I'm asking every one of you to do something to help RBN, because RBN needs you. They need your support to stay on the air. And if we are to stay on the air bringing you the truth and talking to you about the truth, we must help RBN. And I'm going to give out some phone numbers now for people, and the address for people who like to support RBN. Of course, you can go on the internet and support them, but you can also send them anything you can get. I don't care if it's $5, $10, $100. What I would like to hear is somebody calling now and saying, I pledge $100 to go to RBN. I would love to hear some people pledging money on my show to help, to show support for current issues for my show, and to show support for RBN. Because without RBN, we will not be coming to you, and you will not be able to hear us bringing you the stories that you will not hear on any other station but this station. The address is 1015, that is 1015. South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100. If you are getting a piece of paper and a pen, or if you are by your computer, please go ahead and write it down. I'm going to give you the address again. 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas. Round, that's R-O-U-N-D, Rock, R-O-C-K, Texas, and the zip code is 786-64. I would love to see some people calling us and pledging support for RBN on this show. I would love to be part of helping RBN. You know, we must provide support for each other. I know we're not getting to the millions of people out there, but whoever we are getting to, it is your duty. You know, I've heard people saying that we want to, you know, last time we talked about this, people said we're going to, like, burn some CDs and go give them to people here and there. That's fine. And that is, you know, it will be done very with little efforts. But also, it will, whatever it's going to cost you to do some of that stuff, just send it to RBN. I'm not saying don't burn the CDs, but I'm saying send RBN some help and support. So anyhow, and also people can go, like I said, on the internet and support RBN. But I would love to hear some people calling in and saying, hey, I support $10, $15. I don't care what it is. Just show your support to RBN. And you can get hold of RBN, the phone number, not the phone number to call in, but the main office is 800-724-2719, and you can make arrangements with them on whatever sort of help you would like to help them. But again, ladies and gentlemen, if we are to continue coming to you and hearing us on RBN, we would need we would need. I'm receiving some emails and some messages now from people who are saying that they will pay. He's sending $25 right now through the internet. So I appreciate it. That's Mark from Idaho. I appreciate that. And if anyone wants to go ahead and send, call us in. We will even put it on the air. You know, I did not mean for this program to start being a pledge program, but I'll tell you what, if we are to stay on coming to you on the air, we need your help. We need your help big time. It doesn't matter how much you help RBN. I'm not telling you to help current issues. You know, we're all volunteers, and basically we are taking care of business on our side. But for us, for RBN to bring you, to bring us to you, it does cost money, and their only string, you know, they can go and probably get some help from some organization that want them to basically feed you what their agenda, but that's not what RBN is all about. RBN is from you to you, people to people. Anyhow, so let's get back to what we are talking about. So the reason, ladies and gentlemen, I told you about the Lebanese situation, because this particular group that we in the United States are calling a terrorist group, even though we created it. We created this particular group, and then when we saw that it was not going to be able, it was going to be a liability, as a matter of fact, we very much ended it, but at the same time, we're still reaping the fruits of even ending this particular group, because now we brought in the Palestinian formula or the Palestinian side into the Lebanese already complicated problem, which this will only help no one. It's not going to help us, but it will help the Israelis. Another thing. A lot of you who are old enough, you have heard about the when the Israelis went to the Entebbe airport in Uganda. That's when some Palestinians basically took some, I believe it was a hijacking situation, and they took the plane to Uganda. And there were some hostages, and if you remember, the Israelis sent in a team that very much liberated and killed the so-called terrorist. And there were like Palestinian faction at that time, the PFLP. And but the truth behind that particular incident, so just for those of you who don't know anything about it, back in the 70s, there was a hijacking that was by the PFLP, which is a Palestinian faction, and they took the plane to Uganda. I don't know if it was a hijacking or not. Maybe someone can correct me on that. But there was a hostage situation there, and the Israelis sent a team that liberated those people in the liberated those people who were taken hostage. The facts, this has been like 30 years ago, but now the truth is coming out through the French and British intelligence that this whole thing was planned by the Israelis themselves, by the Mossad themselves, even though it was executed by Palestinians. Even though it was executed by Palestinians, and the Israelis went in there and liberated these people, the whole thing was planned by the Mossad to derail. At that time, Yasser Arafat was in the process of starting a dialogue with the United States. The Israelis did not want that. They did not want Yasser Arafat to start talking to the United States. They wanted the United States policy to continue not talking to the Palestinians and look at the Palestinian as the a terrorist organization, at the PLO as a terrorist organization. So they wanted to derail that. And it's not... I'll tell you what, we'll continue with this after the break, because this is very important. I want to tell you this story, so when we come back, we're going to put all this together, and you will see what is happening today based on what we're talking about. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just to continue with what we were talking about, because I want to give you enough information so you can start analyzing what you see on mainstream media, which is don't believe anything you're seeing. So the Israelis back in the 70s, they needed something to derail and put a monkey wrench into the plans of the PLO and the Palestinians to start a dialogue with the United States. So they got with the PLFP. Now, how did they get with them? That's not going to be hard, because through second and third and fourth and fifth and sixth different parties, you can get to people. And as you know, PFLP at that time was not, the Soviet Union was still there, and the PFLP is more of a, they subscribe to the Leninist ideology, communist, Leninist ideology, so they very much were opposed to any talks with the United States that was seen as the enemy of the Soviet Union. So this particular group, the Mossad, got into with this particular group, and they very much planned. Now, that doesn't mean that the PFLP knew that the Mossad were behind that particular operation. No. Through whichever means, they started that idea in the head of whatever leader with the PFLP and given them enough help through whatever channels. I don't know. I wasn't there. But they planned it, and you can bet that and when they planned it, they also planned how to go and liberate those people. If they planned the whole thing, then I guarantee you they planned exactly how to go and liberate these people, and they probably have trained on that. And one of the people who actually led the Israeli attack team on the Palestinians who were taking these hostages is Netanyahu's own brother. And I believe he died in that incident too. He was a lieutenant. But anyhow, the point is, what you see in front of you is not what actually happening. That's what I'm trying to tell you, that what we are seeing is not what is actually happening, because that particular incident, the Israelis through the Mossad, they have created it. Now, it is not hard to find people in any faction who wants to fight for their cause. So those Palestinians who went along with this Israeli Mossad deal, they very much believed in what they were doing. It's not that they were Mossad agents or paid by the Mossad. No, they were doing something that they really believed in, which is taking these Israeli hostages and very much demand the release of their brethren in the Israeli jails. And a few people died, but that's okay with Israel, because it's not the first time that the Mossad or even the CIA would sacrifice a few of its people so they can very much achieve some political result. And the political result that Israel achieved at that time very much put an end to any dialogue that was possible between the United States and the Palestinians, between the Americans and the Palestinians, and at that time the PLO. Now, George Bush last month, actually, in May 9th, he did sign the presidential directive that we talked about last week, which is the Homeland Security Presidential Directive, very much gave himself every possible power out there. He became a dictator. He became King George, very much, with this particular thing. He will have powers over judicial and legislative powers in addition to his executive powers. So he very much became, and that is in case of a catastrophic event, and like we said, they very much defined catastrophic event any incident that will result in a significant loss of life, regardless of location. It doesn't matter where it happens. It could happen overseas. It could happen here. It could happen. But if there is enough significance, and they did not say if 100 Americans die or if it's 200, they just said significant number of people, and so very much he will become the commander-in-chief of all security forces in the United States. That includes federal, state, local, and tribal. And he will even become the CEO of many, even private entities that they deem to be sensitive to our national security. Anyhow, the phone number, if you would like to call us and get in on this, the phone number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We welcome your phone calls. And if you would like to talk about this or any of the other subjects that we discussed, we're very much now waiting for something to happen and blame it on somebody so George Bush can become the unchallenged, absolute leader or power holder in the United States. That's exactly how Russia was run during the Soviet era. That's how Cuba is run now. That's how Iraq was run during Saddam Hussein. That's how all these dictators that you heard of, like the Shah of Iran before the Khomeini Revolution, Somozas, anyone that you can think of, a dictator. Now, you might be saying, no, this is not going to happen in America. Well, guess what? A lot of things have happened in America, and you don't know about them. And don't wait until they come knocking on your door to believe it. Because if anything happens, something like the Oklahoma City bombing, it doesn't have to be something as spectacular as the World Trade Center event. It could be anything. It could be a bomb going off any place. And since they did not say how many people died for him to basically take over, then that is a problem. That is a problem. Anyhow, I'll tell you what. Just to kind of change, of course, I would love to hear from you, so the lines are open. But to just kind of change pace a little bit and bring a little bit of fun to the program, well, my family left to go overseas. It's been almost a week. And so I've been by myself at the house. It's okay. Sometimes it's peaceful. But, you know, you get to a point where, to tell you the truth, I don't know how people who live by themselves do it. I guess you just get used to it. I'm sure there's a lot of people listening to us out there who live by themselves and say, oh, that's no big deal. It's been a week, but I guess after, you know, being used to the kids being at home, especially my four-year-old, you know, not jumping on my back is, I guess it's... It's not good, and they're going to be gone for 2 months. But I went to visit a friend of mine who has a Lebanese restaurant, and he knew that my wife and kids were gone. So the guy, I guess he felt sorry for me and fixed me a plate. And it was time to come to do the show, so I told him I had to leave. So anyhow, he put it in a to-go plate. It's great stuff if any of you have ever known any Lebanese Arabic food. I'm looking at it now. They put grape leaf rolls. And grape leaf rolls, if any of you don't know what it is, it's just like grape leaves off of a vine. And you make a mixture of rice and meat with different spices, and you just roll them. And that's what grape leaf is. And you cook it, of course, you know, make sure you do cook it, don't eat it raw. And there is a hummus. Hummus is something made out of garbanzo beans. They crush it. It's really good. If you never had any Lebanese food, I advise you to go and try it. Hummus is very good. It's mixed with tahini sauce, which is the sesame seed sauce that they make out of sesame seeds. And then I'm looking at some falafels. I'm sure some of you heard of what a falafel is. It's ground up garbanzo beans with a bunch of spices, and they make it like little, small hamburgers looking things, just very, very small, and they fry it, deep fry it. It's really good. And of course, the gyro, he put beef and chicken gyro. Baba ghanoush, that is, it's eggplant with a bunch of other stuff with it. It's really good. It's really good. So I guess I'll just wait to eat lunch after I finish. And but anyhow, so let's go back and talk about the truth movement for a little bit, because it's extremely important that we understand where this truth movement is headed. Number one, because the truth movement, now, you know, we spend a lot of time and a lot of effort on proving that 9/11 did not happen the way the government said it happened. And I guarantee you, on my TV show last week, I received many, many phone calls from people who wanted to add on to what we already have covered in the last 5 years of evidence to show that there was actually, I don't want to say a conspiracy, but let's say a lie, that the government lied. And I finally said, look, I'm fed up. I don't want to hear any new piece of evidence. I don't want to see any more of these evidence that the government lied. We very much know the government lied. But one thing, ladies and gentlemen, where the truth movement went wrong. Number one, they did not have a plan for now what? Then what? What is coming next? They don't have a plan. That's number one. Number two, we don't have a good organization on the street. Now, of course, you know, every once in a while you hear about some of these conferences that are held here and there, and they mainly invite the same people, the same heads, the same, it's like the people in the truth movement, they just want to show off each other to each other. That's basically what it boils down to. We don't have an organization. We don't have a nationwide organization, a movement. We don't have an organized movement. Even though we have a lot of people believing in the same things that we believe in, but this movement have failed to organize. That's number one. Because we don't have a clear picture of what we are to do next. The other fatal mistake that the truth movement made is most of its heads, those that are allowed to go up into some of the mainstream media, not a lot of them, they will never say anything about the Israeli role in 9/11. Even though the Israelis have played extremely important role in 9/11, you will not hear any of these truth movement so-called leaders even touching the Israeli factor, even though the Israeli factor is the most important factor, and probably were not successful in this truth movement because most of the people who speak, who appointed themselves, the self-appointed leaders of this truth movement, will not touch Israel. Will not touch Israel. And I have spoken with many of them, and they will tell you privately, they will tell you they know, but publicly, they will tell you they can't even touch it. Then why are you in the truth movement if you are going to pick and choose what truths to give to the people? Because the Israeli factor is the most important factor, and it's the least explored. Everybody wants to go off on tangent and just hear themselves talking about the oil factor. I agree, the oil factor is an important factor, and I think, you know, anytime you have a war, you will have many objectives for that war. And this war, it may cause the attention of bankers, the war industry. But those are the beneficiaries of the war. The main objective of the war was to destroy Iraq for Israel. That's the main objective of the war, because this was an Israeli objective stated and published back in 1982. And we have talked a lot about those documents way back in the 80s that very much have spelled out exactly what the Israeli intentions for the Middle East is or are. And it's all over the internet. Just Google in the Zionist plan for the Middle East and you will know exactly what is happening. But the Zionists could not do it on their own. They could not do it by themselves. So they needed somebody who can do it. And that somebody who can do it is the United States, with its might, with its far might. Continue with this one.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network, and my apologies to all the callers. I was paying attention more to this plate full of Lebanese food and wasn't paying attention to the screen, and did not realize that we have callers, so my apologies. And in case if we do run into the second hour, just stay on and we'll take you in the second hour. Let's go to Sherry in Kansas. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hi. It's Hesham, right?
Yes, Hesham.
Hi. I'm somewhat familiar with Mossad Dirty Tricks because I read both of Victor Ostrowski's books. And I was curious, my first thing, you know, when the towers went down on 9/11 was, my first thing was the Mossad had something to do with it. But how much, in this day and age where they're, you know, got this mind control technology where they don't even have to implant you, do you think that any of that is in play when they have these suicide bombers and stuff? And if the suicide bombers are actually even real people, you know, how do you know when they're blowing apart?
You know, it's a good question. It's an excellent question. Now, and you bring up the point that, you know, where they, you know, mind control. But let's assume, and even though we have done shows on mind control and we proved that it could happen, and the CIA have done that, actually implanting little devices in people's minds to control them. But let's say we don't want to talk about that because that kind of puts it up in a different level and people might start looking at you weird. But it is not hard to go and find people who look at the United States as the enemy, as the source of evil in the world, as the United States is what's helping Israel kill the Palestinians. So it is not hard to find people who believe in that. And if you bring these people in and say, hey, look, you know, now you don't, they don't have to know that it is the Mossad that is behind it. They're not going to come to them and say, hey, we want you to plan this. No. And it's not hard for the Mossad to go through fourth and fifth different parties to get these ideas into the heads of some of these people's leaders, and the leaders will filter it down as their own idea. Now, let's bring this to what happened on 9/11. It is not hard to find 19, if we are to assume, like you said, if we are to assume that there were 19 hijackers on those planes, and those 19 hijackers were the Saudis, it is not hard to find 19 Saudis who would be willing to participate in hijacking and plane hijacking against the United States. Now, the question is, did they tell them that you're going to have to fly these airplanes into the World Trade Center? Maybe not. Maybe they were just supposed to hijack the planes and then demand something. That's number one. Number two, some of these people that were on those planes, some of them were still alive after the fact.
Right.
Muhammad Atta himself, his father said that his son called him the next day, the following day, on September 12th. Where did he call him from? From a satellite up there in the sky? Of course not. So, but it is not hard to find people and make people do something or play part in a huge operation. They did not know that this whole thing was planned. They probably thought they were just hijacking airplanes. I mean, that's a scenario. But, you know, I tell people, don't get into all that. Just concentrate on one thing and one thing only, and tell the government to prove that one thing only. And then everything else will fall into place. You know, who was on those planes will show up in court. Those two people, who one of them was in Morocco,